Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, the Spirit of America Party radio show, and the one-man band. Last week, I had a beautiful show lined up for you for Memorial Day, and it was about almost 2 hours, and I had to break it down in segments so I could upload it. And I had a problem uploading it, and I'm still working on uploading it. So we may celebrate Memorial Day in a couple of months. What's going on? Well, are you aware of the fact that Obama has lost 2,000 Americans in Afghanistan? Has anybody told you that? No. Nobody told you. When Bush was losing troops every day, 17 microphones were stuck in a mother's face. You just lost your son. How do you feel about it under Bush? But with Obama, it's a little whisper. I mean, even the guys that got murdered in Benghazi, they got rid of them real quick. Yeah. And he meets them at night when they, in the dark of night, when they offload troops. 2,000 are dead. Do you know how many Bush lost in 8 years in Afghanistan? 461. Now, why don't you know that there are 2,000 dead? And that doesn't count the 51 that were shot in the back and the one last week who had his throat cut teaching kids how to play basketball. Yeah, we're in a lot of trouble. We're a nation in trouble. And everybody is complaining. All the ones that don't have to serve this country are complaining. And speaking of people that don't serve this country, I'm so tired of looking at Bill Clinton. This guy became a multimillionaire in office, selling bribes and pardons and getting favors. He even gave a gift to Fidel Castro of a kid named Elian Gonzalez, and he covered it up. Your government is totally corrupt. Your government, you could get rid of 80% of your government tomorrow and not feel it. You're wasting your money. They are, the more money you send them, the more money they waste. They are wasting money like there's no tomorrow. You see the $49 million the IRS used to make skits of office help? Yeah, how about the GSA guy with the sitting in the bathtub? Remember that one? Couple of $100 million. Yeah, and there was two glasses of wine in the bathtub, and he wasn't drinking both of them. Yeah, unbelievable. He was the head of the GSA. He was having a grand old time. This is like permanent spring break with these government agencies. It is really sad. It's absolutely sad. Five Jewish organizations were also under the watchful eye of the IRS. They they supported Israel, and they did not support Obama. So the IRS wouldn't grant them 501c status. Yeah, I guess the C stands for communist. Oh, man, we are in big trouble. The EPA has wiped out the American industry. It's all in China now, and that all that smog that now comes from Beijing. And I just caught this on Drudge, and I didn't read it in depth, but apparently the Chinese chewed out little Hagel. Baby Hagel is now in charge of the Defense Department. Baby Hagel. He went to West Point, and he gave a speech. No, he went to the Air Force Academy and gave a speech. And he reminded all the graduating cadets not of how much they accomplished and what a great future they're going to have. He gave them a lecture on sexual harassment. Yeah. Now, why do you think that jerk gave a lecture on sexual harassment? Because his boss told him to. His boss, who makes Marines hold umbrellas. This guy hates the military, and he is going to have a bigger military than the U.S. military because everybody's leaving. And that's what he wants. He wants to get rid of all the good men. General McChrystal called Joe Biden, Joe Bite Me, and for that he was relieved of duty. Bullshit. He was relieved of duty because he was totally qualified to save the lives of men, and that isn't what Obama wants. 2,000 dead. And do you know how they classified them so you didn't catch it in the newspaper? They listed them as NATO troops. And never forget the chopper crash that had 22 SEALs on it. I call that a phone-ahead ambush. I think Obama wanted to give the Pakistanis a little compensation for the SEALs taking out bin Laden. And he left that doctor to rot in a prison. This guy will leave American soldiers on the battlefield to rot. He is no good. He is not an American. And neither is his party. And there's something else you don't know. His party voted God off the party platform. Three times at the convention, they cast the vote. Do you want God in or out? And on the first vote, they shouted out. And on the second vote, they shouted out. And then they were on the horns of a dilemma because the press was watching. And the Latino mayor, I think of Los Angeles, was up on the stage, and he was ruling on the vote. And a woman came up to him and whispered in his ear on the second vote, "This is not going good. We're going to look bad in the media." So he says, "I'm calling for a third vote. Everybody that wants God, say yay, and everybody that doesn't want God, say nay." And the nays had it. And he went, "The yays have it." They even lied to each other. Do you know the difference between a Republican when he gets caught stealing and a Democrat when they get caught stealing? The Republican says, "I didn't do it." The Democrat says, "You can't prove it." Yeah. John Corzine worked for Goldman Sachs. John Corzine became a senator, Corzine, from New Jersey. And John Corzine then became a governor of New Jersey. New Jersey, where they have to take out small business loans to pay their real estate taxes. But they love it. They love it. They think it's great. They can't get enough of taxes down there. And what else? And then he opened up all his experience in government and Wall Street, he opened up a firm. And they had $1.5 billion in assets, and he came to work one day, and all the money was gone. It was like a kid in a cookie jar. Where'd all the cookies go? A cookie's gone. The money is gone. Did he go to jail? No. Did you ever hear him testify? No. No, he got one of those Clinton pardons. You know, they're in the air. You can just reach out and grab one if you're a demo camo. And never forget, 40 days before 9/11, 48 senators voted to burn the flag. Of course, the communists lie. They tell you it was a freedom of speech issue. Yeah, so spitting on your mother. 40 of the senators were Democrats, and the other 8 were Democrats on the Republican side, including Fred Thompson, the conservative, and Mitch McConnell, who I call Match McConnell. Yeah, so watch out, Republicans, because the boys on the top can't be trusted. You need Tea Party people. You need Tea Party people. And the chances of getting your country back are 1,000,000 to 1. About 2 years old. I missed it when it first came out, but I caught it on TV the other night, and man, it was mesmerizing. The name of the movie is The 5-Day War, and I think it was directed by Andy Garcia, who plays President Saakashvili, I think that was his name, of Georgia. And it shows how the Russians tried to take Georgia back, and they created an incident on the border, and then they went in. And the movie starts off with camera people, news people, and they're trying to get different stories in the area, and they stay at a hotel, and they're downstairs, and there's a big wedding going on, and it's a traditional Georgian wedding, you know, and they have Cossacks doing Kazatsky, and they have there's also a Muslim community, and they're doing dancing, you know, sort of like Arabic style, and everybody's having a good time, everybody's singing, and the media people just happen to be there, and they film the bride and the groom, and All of a sudden, four Russian jets fly over, and that's the end of the hotel, that's the end of the wedding. And the next scene you see is a helicopter's coming in and gunning down anybody in a vehicle, gunning down people on the roads. And then you see coming up over the hill Russian troops, and then you see tanks behind the Russian troops, and it's terrifying. And one of the Georgian soldiers, who's like they're pulling back, says, "The guys with the white armbands, they are not Russians. They are mercenaries, and they are evil people. If you see them, run." And sure enough, the guys with the white armbands show up. And I talked to somebody today who thinks they might be Chechens, that the Russian troops wouldn't commit the atrocities that these mercenaries were committing. And you see them shooting old women, cutting the throats of men, and torturing people, raping women. And real barbaric, man. And you never want to be in that position in this country, man. Let me tell you, you never want to see that nightmare in color. You will be sick. And there'll be a lot of suicides that day. Some jerk called it an anti-war movie. How quaint. This movie shows you what happens when your enemy, of which we have many, who don't sing a kumbaya, realizes you are defenseless. The day we lose our air superiority, we lose our country. The day we lose space, we lose our country. We will know. You want to be a second-rate power? Do you think that the number one power is going to let you live? Yeah? You got a lot to learn. You better go out and buy a gun right now. If you ever want to know the terror of modern day warfare, this is a must-see movie, 5 Days of War. And once again, Andy Garcia shows the horror of brutal subjugation, be it Ossetia, that's where it took place, or Mexico. I would love to see him do Black April, about the fall of freedom in Nam in Cambodia. There's a book called Black April. If you ever want to read about the horror of a losing nation, you got to get that. You got to get that book. And I hope that somebody does it. You know, as a matter of fact, I sent an email to Andy Garcia's people. I said, you know, you can name the Nam movies, not counting Rambo, who wins everything. The Nam movies, on one hand, you got Apocalypse Now, you got Full Metal Jacket, what's the other one? We Were Soldiers Once, Platoon, and I think there's one more. There's only about five of them, but there's none about the fall of South Vietnam. And I think if you saw that and you saw the politics that went on and you saw the suffering and defeat of people that we went to help, and also to see the defeat of the U.S. military by a more determined fighting force whose politicos were running the show, and they were also combat politicos, as compared to our draft dodgers and our Jimmy Carters and all of those sick bastards in the House and the Senate, guys like Henry Waxman, who called for a retreat. And Henry Waxman is not the only one. He's just the ugliest. But anyway, the cast is splendid. The action shots are so real. The wedding reception is a heartbreaker. The moral of this story is a diplomat can't stop a tank. In the movie, the Russians hire mercenaries to brutalize the native population. It is a reminder of our two greatest weaknesses which haunt us today: intelligence, the lack thereof, and the ability to negotiate. Andy Garcia also did a great movie about the Mexican people suffering for Christ. Under Communists, Viva Cristo Rey. Thank you, Andy Garcia. Who knows? You might be another Mel Gibson. And we hear Mel's coming back. But anyway, hang in there and we'll give you a certain smile. Thank you, Johnny. Everybody loves you. You've given us years of entertainment. What a guy. A real man. Okay, Obama and Holder are cracking down on Muslim opposition. I was at a 50th wedding anniversary the other day, and at the table I was sitting at, somebody said that the IRS is going after anybody who says anything against Muslims. Yeah, and I turned to the guy and I said, which Muslims? The radical Muslims or the unradical Muslims? What communist uses the brainwashing word radical? You think a Muslim made up that handle? Yeah, I can see it now. Khaled, yeah, what do we call ourselves now? The ones who are doing the bombing, what do we call ourselves? We call ourselves radical Muslims. Oh, yeah. Yeah, give me a break, man. No Muslim talks like that. Or a hijacked religion. Hey, Khaled, hey, what are we doing here? We're hijacking the religion again? Yeah, that's made up by liberal crapheads who have no idea how a Muslim thinks. No, there are only two types of Muslims: deeply religious and regular. Deeply religious ascend to heaven shouting Allahu Akbar, They are called shahadis, and many make goodbye videos before they kill you. Jihad is in the Quran 166 times. Imams get 20% of all booty taken in jihad. So wear no jewelry when you go to the mall tomorrow. Yeah. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, radioshow.com. And we got a couple of items up on YouTube you should take a look at so you can see how much you're losing your country. First item is entitled Flag Burners of Record. The second item, which is a sad one, and if you want to see what those guys in SEAL Team 6 and the other eight members on that helicopter that was taken out by an RPG in a phone-ahead ambush, and the Obama administration covered it up with the media, the communist media, they called it a chopper crash. A chopper crash. It's called SEAL Team 6 is Sacrificed. And if you want to see the best of the nation and how they looked before they died, you get a look at that. And tell me you don't get a pang. The third one is the betrayal of the two surviving Benghazi ambush KIAs. They were up on a rooftop. They could laser identify the mortar team that was firing on the rooftop, but no F-116 came over that could have left the air base in Italy and could have been there in 20 to 30 minutes, and at least tipped the wings as they died, and they couldn't even give them that. And that's called Copy of Benghazi 911 Call. You got to see that one. And then, of course, the greatest atrocity that is played out every day in the United States, the murder of 4,700 American kids. And that's on YouTube, and it's called Save the Kids. Very simple. Save the Kids. Tomorrow is opening day on another 4,700 American kids. You think about that. And I'm going to play a tune for those kids. I have an emblem that I made, and it's a fetus. I don't like to call them fetuses. I like to call them Sis and Junior. In the womb, and he's in, you know, the fetal position with the head bowed. And if you look at that picture and you look at the POW black flag, and you'll see that the POW in that picture, his head is bowed. And I call my picture of that kid inside a shamrock, I call him a POW also. He's a prisoner of the womb. And he gets no representation. He gets no defense. He gets no trial. He or she gets executed. The longest that they can get a stay of execution is 9 months. And they're not allowed to have anesthesia because they don't feel pain, according to the Democrat Party, who voted no anesthesia for kids about to be pulled apart and have their brains, have their skulls collapsed and their necks sliced. Yeah. So this tune is for them. It's also for the guys who may still be out there as POWs. Thank you. Okay, so I told you we went to a 50th anniversary of a couple that was celebrating. They've been fighting for 50 years. And I call it Tales from the Jersey Shore. You know, those some of these people on the Jersey Shore, you know, they think they're above the rest of us. But they've been torn down and destroyed by the housewives of the Jersey Shore. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. So just back from LBI, attending a 50th anniversary celebration. 50s music. Did you know in the 50s, one out of five songs had God in them? The wedding album included a church. Speaking with the Sons of the Greatest Generation, we talked about things now banned by the Thought Police. I told you, are you a radical Muslim or an unradical Muslim? Have you been hijacked like a U.S. airline? The saddest line I hear more and more, and I'm sure you do too, is thank God I won't be around to see this country go down. And I reply, what about the grandkids? They are helpless innocents. How soon will they be thrown to the wolves? And if you want to see what happens to a defenseless, helpless country, see 5 Days of War with Andy Garcia. Just because you surrender does not mean they won't kill you. As I do my family review, I see the casualties of the free love generation. Girls in their 40s, alone and never married. I call them nuns. They practice abstinence and they're not married and they're alone. Girls who are married are now alone. 60-year-old guys talking about their girlfriends. I tell them I too am looking for a younger woman, somebody around 70, 71. I try my best pickup line on my wife. Excuse me, are you seeing anybody? And she replies, not without my glasses. Yes. We talk about church attendance and why it's going down. And I was in church tonight, and the second collection went around, and the first seven rows, when the basket got to me, it was empty. You know, you can trust in God, but man, you know, you gotta throw some coin in the basket. That's why they cover the basket in felt, because the nickels and dimes make a lot of noise. Yeah, we agree that the pedophile priest scandal and the cover up and transfer of known homosexual and child predators should have been millstone time, and the voluntary trip to the police station. Either turn yourself in or we make the 911 call. Priests in adult homosexual relationships are stealing church money to pay blackmail. They should have done the same. Ergo, we feel many good Catholics decided they do not want to pay lawyer's fees. And we all know settling quietly out of court is cheaper in the short run. So some people don't fight. And some people make out knowing that you're not going to fight. And we also know the Catholic Church is a target of the party of death, the Parte de la Muerte, the pro-baby killer party. With all our sins, they pale in comparison to the murders of the King Herod party. Abortion is child abuse to the 10th power, and it's good business and good tax revenue. Never forget that the Democamo party voted God out 3 times at the National Convention. And there's another group that wants to destroy the Catholic Church, the International Communist Party, as sure as a devout Muslim shot the Pope. And who gave him the idea? Was it the Plutonium people? And somebody told me tonight that if you cross a communist, you might end up in a car accident. Yeah, and that's going on right here in this country, my friends. And I pray that we wake up one day before it's too late. So, where am I here? All right, just thought for today. When the feds, city, and state government inspect Catholic nursing homes, hospitals, and schools, do they give them the same rigid inspection as they do state institutions that are hellholes. Yeah, here's a flash for you. Oh, this just came over the wire yesterday. Breaking news, a public school boy sodomized by a group of boys and the principal didn't report it. Was it a homework assignment? Is that the same as workplace violence in a communist-run government? With no Purple Hearts or combat zone pay? Is the Catholic Church being persecuted by the communist media? Are they being muzzled by the communist IRS using tax-exempt status threats of withdrawal? Will the enemies of Christ flake the church like they nearly flaked the fast and furious set-up gun dealers? Who's next, evangelicals, Baptists, and Seventh-day Adventists? And going back to inspecting state inspections for Catholic hospitals, and is that the same as like when you apply for a 501c and they hold up your paperwork? Are you finding more people today that can only talk about themselves, even when paying a tribute to a guest of honor? Speaking of Governor Christie, I was sad to learn that looters showed up before FEMA on the Jersey Shore. And also on Staten Island. And get this, many came by boat. I flash back to 911 when about the third day at the dig site, the fire commissioner, Van Essen, said that we don't need any more volunteers. Don't come. Why? Because they were looting. On Staten Island, one organization had a trailer pantry to help the people with a kitchen. And the next day they found the trailer looted and the kitchen destroyed. Another guy down the shore had a generator powering his house, the only one lit in the neighborhood. And he noticed trucks from time to time coming down the road with their lights off. Why would your government want to take your guns away at a time when the president can't protect the Navy SEALs crying for help for 2 to 8 hours while everybody stands down and around? While the Secretary of State fakes a blood clot, and while the Secretary of No Defense says, we just can't go in guns a-blazing without knowing the area. Find time to find out, Mr. Panetta. What would you want to tell that to Ty Woods and Glenn Doherty? I have them on the phone right now. Oh, tell them you'll get back to them? Yeah, that's what you did, right? You killed the last two. Al-Qaeda killed all the rest. Obama and Clinton killed the last two for Al-Qaeda, in my opinion. Okay, now comes my greatest outrage. Heading up the Garden State, which is being widened beautifully to allow me to get to the 900-year-old Outer Bridge Crossing. This bridge is so obsolete that the toll booths don't have hubcaps on the side. They have chariot wheels. Back down the road, yours truly, Easy Pass Man, that's what the girls used to call me, I reach a four-lane toll booth around mile marker 89.4. But who's counting? Three wide-open booths are marked exact change only. The bottleneck is at the booth marked receipts, Easy Pass, cigars, cigarettes, Bruce Springsteen concert tickets at the Planned Slaughterhood Chop Shop. Opening tune will be Born in the USA, sung by the government extraction units. It's a good thing those kids did not have guns. This is an outrage. Not one dedicated to 14 miles per hour Easy Pass. What is so easy? I am calling in my complaint right now. Operator, can I get the country and city code for Madrid, Spain? Yes, sí, España. Yeah, put me through to King Juan Carlos. Hey, King, I'm on your highway here. And you have a bottleneck situation at mile marker 89.4. You don't speak English. That sounded like English to me. Mira, amigo, no payo tolo. And what's next, the Blue Water Navy on the Chinese escort? Have you heard about that? Yeah, well, you're going to hear about it. We're going to do joint maneuvers with the Chinese, and we're doing joint maneuvers with the Russians. Man, I don't know. You know there's a Chinese city in Idaho, right? You don't know about that? Yeah. Wait till you find out you can't get a good potato. Yeah, and next will be in Brazil, a drilling oil for China with a U.S. grant and a loan. We're doing that too, by the way. Yeah, there's nothing for America anymore. Everything must go to the Communist Party. Yeah. We could file rape charges with this Democrat Party. In conclusion, my fellow Americans, those of us who are left, never give up your guns. Never. Buy more. Give them out as Christmas presents. No amnesty until both borders are jammed tight and jelly-free. Rush God back into the country. And fill those churches before they shut them down. Anybody, whoever OD'd, started with weed. And if you think cigarettes are expensive, wait till your government hooks you on weed. All the cigarette companies will be back bigger and stronger. Call for marijuana. Don't let the government borrow your 401k like they borrowed our Social Security. We need to make a few changes. We need a government discount, 80% less government at all levels. We need a flat tax. We need to stop insider trading and traitoring in the House and the Senate. When everybody was looking, they voted it out. And then when everybody stopped looking, they voted it back in. We need Eric Holder to stand down like the Obama order on Benghazi. And we need to chase the money changers out of the Temple of Freedom. No lobbies except in hotels. No more terms for termites. One term is enough for anybody. Don't get too comfortable. The largest champagne contribution can be no more than $1, so every American gets his country back at his cost. Be it GE or Joe the Plumber, the dollar makes us truly equal. And I told you about Flag Burners of Record on YouTube, SEAL Team 6 Sacrifice, copy of 911 Benghazi Call, and I pledge to thee, oh, here's an extra one, I pledge to thee, boycott NBC. I call them Marine Killing NBC. And YouTube, the saddest one of all, that'll break your heart, and you can handle it. Save the kids. Viva Cristo Rey. Let's see if we can do a little swanny.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's drumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee. So,
there's an article up on Drudge that says that Bill Clinton, President Pinocchio Pants, the draft dodger, the first draft dodger to be elected president. How's that? Can you believe that? Can you believe how low we've become? We could walk under a pregnant cockroach with a high hat on. That's how low we've fallen. And he's getting $500,000 this month to go to Israel and pay a tribute to, what's his name, Shimon Peres? I think that's who it is. And the Israelis are giving him $500,000. How's that? Where do you think that $500,000 is coming from? Come on, take a guess. Where do you think the $500,000 is coming from? Mark Rich? He already got. Nah, that's coming from USAID to Israel. They take that right off the top and they give it to the main man. Yeah, we're all suckers. And one day we're all going to be sucking. Now, I tell you one thing I would like to see on one of these talk show hosts, a guy like maybe Tom Sullivan, Lou Dobbs, Sean Hannity. I'd like to see Rudy Giuliani do a walk-on and sit down and somebody ask Rudy how he ever convicted Mark Rich for dealing with the Iranians and breaking American laws. And how did Rich get out of the country and go to Israel and was protected? And then he went to Switzerland and was protected. And then he got a pardon from President Pinocchio Pants, who was in the pardon business. Now, of course, he got the pardon, you know, because the president saw the goodness in the man. Yeah. And the president got a golden saxophone from Denise Rich. That was Mark's wife, who, you remember her? She walked out on a stage and she had two big lungs. Yeah, and a big smile of President Pinocchio Pants, and she gave him a golden saxophone and anything else that was required, you know, like sheet music. Yeah, man, we're screwed. We're screwed. I'm watching, and all of these senators that are now retired, that went out and burned the flag, they're now experts on government. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the guy's name that was on Fox tonight. He looks so good. He's a cookie cutter type of senator. And he voted to burn the flag. You'd never think it. And usually 80% of flag burners are baby killers. You know, like Chuck Schumer, he believes in, you know, burning the flag and killing the kids. Hillary Clinton, never trust a woman with two last names or a woman that names her child after a train station. Yeah. So I'd love to see Giuliani come on a show and somebody say, tell us about your prosecution days and how you got Mark Rich. And then ask him how he feels about Eric Holder packaging a pardon to bring to the oral office and be the go-between. Yeah. Really sad, man. You wonder, what are our chances? The Chinese are hacking us. You know, the Chinese students can go to the defense agency factories and they walk around with gum on their shoe and they pick up the compound dust on the floor to see what we're using. These people are uncanny. You are not going to beat these people. You haven't even had your Wheaties today. These people don't need Wheaties. And I was also thinking, speaking of Chinese, you know, how everybody is always exploiting minority groups as saying that Americans don't like minorities. I got news for you. Americans are a minority. And I flash back to early detective stories on black and white the TV. Charlie Chan. Now, you know, Amos and Andy was a black family comedy series, and it was great. Everybody liked them, and nobody laughed at them because they were black. They were talented. They were religious people. The Kingfish was the head of the family. and he was subject to his wife, Sapphire, and they had a lawyer. What was his name? Oh, something was the lawyer, and they were all workers. One was a cab driver. I forget what Andy did, and it was a great show. So Bill Cosby bought it up, and he took it off. He took it out of circulation because he thought it was, in his opinion, it was a racial. But it wasn't racial. Americans enjoyed them. And you know what? I saw a film today of New York City in 1939. They had double-deck buses open on the top. And everybody wore suits and hats. And the black women that were filmed walking the streets were better dressed than the women today. It was fantastic, and you could see it was America. It was humming. It was humming, man. Now we're humming all the way to rehab, trying to get a sandwich, selling methadone to trade up to heroin. And somebody says the methadone is better. I don't know. All I know is everybody who ever OD'd has started with weed. Now we got an episode with Tom Brokaw. Brokaw made a comment that that Obama's murders and the IRS scandal are not as bad as Boo Boo Grabe. Do you remember Abu Ghraib and how the press ran with it to destroy the U.S. military and Bush and Rumsfeld? Brokaw is a parasite that sucks the blood of freedom. He exploited the sacrifice of the greatest generation with a book that made Judas money. Abu Ghraib was a sick joke, and the feminine general in charge was scooted out of the zone as the communist press played for Al-Qaeda. Bush should have pardoned them all, and there are GIs rotting in Leavenworth, convicted by Pentagonians with no combat experience. And somebody's got to do an expose on that. We should find out who's in Leavenworth, for what crime, and see if there are any innocent people there. And if we find one, that would be fantastic. And if we found 10, that would be ausgezeichnet. If they had pardon money, like Mark Rich paid off Clinton through Eric Holder and Mary Jo White. Remember Mary Jo White? When the scandal broke that Eric Holder had packaged a pardon and presented it to Clinton, and he also pardoned a Puerto Rican terrorist that killed two cops on the White House lawn and tried to kill Harry Truman, the last real Democrat. Somebody just came back from Harry Truman's house. They said, it's so humble you wouldn't believe it. And you know, when he left office, he still had a mortgage on his house, and you got President Pinocchio pants. Somebody bought him his house in Chappaqua. And I think he's up to, if he hasn't passed it, $139 million. That's really pays to be in government work, huh? The only guy that's got him beat is Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro is $679 million. Couple of years ago, so that must be up too, especially with the legalized marijuana coming. Anyway, yes, communism pays, man. If you are the top communist, you're going to get it. You're going to make a bundle. Imagine Castro. There's two guys. One survived and one didn't. Castro and Saddam Hussein. Now look at the scenarios. Castro came in to free the people, and he enslaved them. And now they're lucky if they can get an apple or a loaf of bread. They're in the poorhouse, and if it wasn't for American money filtering into them, they'd have nothing. Yet Castro owns all the rum. Castro owns all the sugar, and he pulls students out of the communist universities to cut the cane for free. He owns all the cigars. The guy is filthy rich. Plus all the cuts on all of the drugs that flow through his country to other countries. Yeah, his cocaine warehouses. You know what? You don't think he has any? No, I know. And every Wednesday, under government orders, we're all going to get chocolate pudding. Yeah, unbelievable. So, let me see. Oh, I was telling you about Mary Jo White. Well, you know, so the word got out that Clinton's taking money. Oh, we got to prove it. So it's alleged. It's alleged that he's taking money for pardons, you know. And remember Hillary's brother, Billy? He was carrying $450,000, and the press found out about it, and Hillary made him give it back because it wasn't for Billy. You know that, right? Billy ain't worth more than $20. Yeah, what can you do for me, Billy? Well, I know my sister. Yeah, and I know, and my sister is smarter than my brother-in-law. Yeah, okay. So he said, Billy, the press found out about the $450,000. And Billy, I'm going to have to distance myself from you. I'm going to stand right over here, and you're going to have to take that money back. But sis, I spent $50,000. Well, don't worry about it, Billy. Just give him back what you got left. Okay, sis. Oh, Mr. Vignali, I'm $50,000 short. Oh, that's okay, Billy. It's okay. We like you. You're a good kid. Don't worry. What's $50,000? Don't worry about it, Billy. Nothing's going to happen. We'll take future favors. I like to buy futures. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. You're one term per termite, I'm telling you. Get rid of them all. There is none of them there that can't be corrupted. Look at Anthony Weiner. Poor Anthony Weiner. Anthony the Weasel Weiner. You want to know the biggest crime about Anthony the Weasel Weiner? You ready for this? He voted to burn the flag 55 days before 9/11. And then he got the fire department in New York City, who parade 343 flags every St. Paddy's Day, representing the 343 firemen who died. You wouldn't believe it. I got 47 names on a wall in my church, and they all died. There's a Monsignor in Great Kills Parish who nearly had a nervous breakdown because of all the funerals he had to do. It tore him up. Yeah. And the fire department endorsed Anthony Weiner, and he voted to burn the flag. And that's what politics does, my friends. Politics has no bounds. So, let me see what I have here. Yeah, well, we were talking about the GIs that are rotting on trumped-up charges. Some of them brought by Al-Qaeda. And they're rotting away in Fort Leavenworth. I look at a picture every day. I'm going to tell you about this picture. This guy's name is, I think his name is Lieutenant Behenna. And I'll show you what's on the front of the picture. It's a proud father. Very good-looking man, a happy son with a lot of curly hair, with a big smile on his face, a brother in a army uniform, army dress blues with a beret, and another brother standing on his other side with a big smile on his face, and it's one of the happiest days of their lives, and the mother who gave birth to all of them standing there as proud as a hero's mother could be. And the back of the card says, Vicky and me in happier times with our three sons, Brett, Michael in his army uniform, and Curtis. I still can't believe my son, my brave son, is sitting in prison for a crime he didn't commit. Thank you again for whatever support you can send to the good folks at UAP as they fight to bring Michael home. I think this is, I don't know if he's got lieutenant bars on. I think his name is Behenna, but I'm not sure because I lost the letter that went with it. And the father's name is Scott. But if you looked at this picture, and I look at it every day, and I got another picture I look at. And this is a father of a boy and a little girl sitting on a couch with his wife, and he looks like a hardworking family man. And on the back of the card it says, the last time Evan got to hold our daughter, she was only 6 days old. Now she is 5 years old, who doesn't even know her daddy. Thank you for being willing to help an American soldier return to his family. We miss him so much. And her name is Elisa, and her husband's name is Evan, and I think their last name is Vela. And he was assigned to a sniper team, and they were on the outskirts of a village, watching a village for Al-Qaeda. And a villager got too close to their concealed position, and his there were three in the team, and his commanding officer knocked the guy down and ordered Vela to shoot him in the head. And Vela shot him in the head. And then the local villagers accused the Americans of killing an innocent man and wanted to try them in Iraqi courts. And the Pentagon said, you can't try all three. We're going to send two back to the States. You can try this one guy. And they sentenced him to 20 years. The two others, the commander who ordered Vela to shoot the guy in the head, he was acquitted, and so was the other member of the party. Those two were acquitted, and then this guy was sent back to Fort Leavenworth to do 20 years, and they showed some compassion, and they cut it to 10. I think that's the way the story goes. And I also have one, I can't find it now, but there's a black guy, and his name is Miller, and he got railroaded too. So I know of at least three people rotting in Leavenworth that are there under unfair circumstances. And if they were in Patton's army, anybody who would have brought that issue would have been shot on the spot. So that's what's happening. We're losing our country. We're losing our military. Our military is being undermined. And I heard yesterday that the frontline troops in these way out outposts in Afghanistan can't get a hot meal, and now they can't even get the MREs they're supposed to get. So, and you want to know something? When the war in Iraq broke out, I had a customer of mine who ran a pizza truck where they make the pizzas in the truck, and they used to go down to the World Trade Center, and they used to put the phone number on the top of the top of the truck, and people could look down and order pizza. And then, of course, 911 put an end to that. And the guy who drove the truck and kept everything running, his name was Mike, and he was a Vietnam veteran. And he was the driver of an armored personnel carrier that went over a mine. And when he went over the mine, it killed everybody in the personnel carrier but him. And he was in the hospital for 1 or 2 years. And some of the reconstructive surgery that was done to him is in medical journals now. And the nurse that took care of him, the nurse that took care of him married him. How's that? Is that a love story? Well, when John Kerry was running for office, Mike got some bad vibes. And, we were talking about Iraq. He came in one day, and I said, Mikey, what do you say? And because he worked for the best pizza in town. I said, what do you say, Mike? These poor guys are out there in Iraq. What do you say we take the truck over and we deliver some pizzas in the front line? And you know what he said? He said it wouldn't be a bad way to go. So anyway, he had a bad run of luck. He got into an argument at work, and he was dismissed. And John Kerry got him all worked up, gave him bad vibes about Nam. And as soon as Kerry declared his candidacy and showed his Vietnam record, Mike went berserk. And I think he was drinking, and he was raising his blood pressure, and he was in his vehicle when he had an aneurysm. So some guys pay the price. I often say, into each life, a little rain must fall, but some people get hurricanes. So having said that, we're signing off, and we'll give you a tune. We'll give you a tune. We'll dedicate it to Mike and his wife, Amazing Grace.